Time for our weekly visit with Roy Smith, Soy Roy. Morning, Roy.
Good morning, Randy.
Well, we're doing things on the road, both of us today. We're both in Des Moines here as we're recording this, and I guess I hadn't had a chance to see what the markets here did late on Thursday. So, I guess what did the markets do?
Well, a lot of weakness in all the grains this week, especially wheat, but corn and soybeans also. And yesterday afternoon, corn and beans both closed down fairly substantially. Corn 3 or 4 cents, and beans even more than that. So, a pretty weak market this week. Not a surprise, actually.
Is that a function of just good weather?
Well, a big part of it is we had the crop condition report earlier in the week, and corn was 71% good to excellent, and soybeans 70% good to excellent. Both of those are about 10% better than a year ago at this time. So I think the professionals are looking at this and saying, well, you know, a year ago we had the second biggest crop in history, and we didn't have the best conditions in the world. So, you know, that's kind of where we're at on that.
What should guys look for coming up here now then?
Well, a couple things, I think. First of all, anticipate a rally sometime in the future, but the summer rallies are notoriously inconsistent and hard to predict. So one of the things that you can do if you're prone to wanting to forward price something is buy call options on the weakness. Our call options are still pretty expensive. They're looking at 20 to 22 cents for an at-the-money call on corn, and so I guess I'd say don't get too crazy about it, but if you're wanting to follow that strategy, why, this would be a good time to be doing it. Otherwise, sit tight and try to sell on strength, because chances are we're going to have lots of weather scares ahead.
All right, if somebody would like more information, how do they get a hold of you?
Roy at SoyRoy.com is my email address. SoyRoy.com is my website.
All right, Roy, we'll visit with you again next week.
Good enough. Have a good trip.